Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Hello and welcome back to Big Les's League. Let's get straight into your Friday preview. What about the game last night? All reviews are still going to be coming out on the Monday as per usual. So you're going to have to wait till Monday to listen to my thoughts on that one. But you're going to hear my thoughts now on the Rabbitohs and the Bulldogs and then the Broncos and the Cowboys, the Queensland Derby. And obviously on the BTFU show, we were sort of umming and ahhing about both of these games and how they were going to go. We'll start off, though, with the Rabbitohs taking on the Bulldogs. Rabbitohs somehow the favourites, even though the Bulldogs did win last week. Rabbitohs, they have started the season very slow. They are 0-3. They are currently the Wooden Spooners, which is very unexpected for South Sydney to start the year. And as a Souths fan myself, I tell you what, it definitely hurts. But let's see if they can turn things around. Hopefully, just a slow start for the Bunnies. Lineups for this one. Sean Kepi is out. Lachlan Ilias is in the reserves. He is the 19th man. Michael Cheekham comes onto the bench along with Shakai Mitchell, Sean Kepi being one of the droppings, the other being Saliva Havili. Maybe still a late inclusion into this game, obviously being the 18th man at the moment. The Rabbitohs do have an all-forward bench, which does scare me a little bit in terms of how their rotation is going to work, but hopefully they have a better game than last week. We'll talk about it in a second. As for the Bulldogs, pretty much the same as last week. Obviously, no real changes to this lineup. It is, you know, pretty much exactly, if not exactly, the lineup they ran out with last week. Luckily, not burdened with injuries. Obviously, Josh Adokar, he is the 19th man in jersey number 23. So he might be a late in into this game. Whether he takes out Connor Tracy, whether he takes out Blake Wilson, I'm not too sure. It looks like it will probably be Connor Tracy that gets taken out because he is on that left-hand side. But we will have to wait and see. Maybe Adokar misses one more week. But it is going to be very interesting to see who comes out of this side when Adokar does step back into this team. For me, even though Connor Tracy's been great, and especially his kick returns and you know, the way that he's played when he's run the football as well, I feel like he could be the one that gets the chopping block, obviously, because he is on that favoured left-hand side, which Josh Adokar usually plays on. But let's talk about these 17s for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We've got Latrell Mitchell at fullback, Alex Johnston, Tane Milne on the wings, Jack Whiten and Isaiah Tass in the centres. Cody Walker, Dean Hawkins in the halves, Tevita Tasola and Tom Burgess in the front row. Damian Cook now starting at 9. Keon Koloamatungi and Jacob Host in the back row. Cam Murray at 13. Michael Cheekham, Talis Duncan, Shakai Mitchell, David Mowali. As I said, this bench really does scare me. Where is Michael Cheekham going to come into this game? You know, how's this forward rotation going to work? Is David Mowali going to get more than 17 minutes? You know, how is this bench rotation going to work? It's going to be really interesting to see. Is Havili maybe that late inclusion? He wasn't that bad. He's been one of our better players. Yes, there's been one or two silly errors over the past 2 to 3 weeks, but he has been one of our better players in this side. The fact that he was dropped is a bit surprising to me. It leaves me scratching my head a little bit, especially over a front rower like David Mowali, who I've got great reps on, but he played 17 minutes. I mean, it's just not worth having him in the rotation if he is going to play these really small minutes. But again, you do need two front rowers. That's Shakai Mitchell and David Mowali at this stage, with Sean Kepi obviously being dropped. For the Bulldogs, though, let's have a look at this 17. Blake Taff at fullback, Blake Wilson and Connor Tracy on the wings, Jacob Kiraz and Stephen Crichton in the centres, Matt Burton, Drew Hutchison in the halves, Max King and Liam Knight in the front row, Reid Marnie at 9, Viliami Kikau and Jacob Preston in the back row, Jamin Salmon at 13, Kurt Mann, Sam Hughes, Josh Curran and Curtis Moran on the bench there for the Dogs. Where is this game going to be won? For me, it's going to be won at fullback. Latrell Mitchell versus Blake Taff. I think Cody Walker, Dean Hawkins, their goal this week is to really put a lot of pressure on Blake Taff with kicks. A lot of bombs, a lot of deep kicks into the Bulldogs' own end. Make the Bulldogs work it out of their own end. And specifically, kick to Blake Taff and have that kick pressure with their forwards. You know, they need a big performance this week from Tom Burgess, Tevita Tasola, especially at the start of the game, with their kick pressure. Dean Hawkins, Cody Walker putting in those deep kicks to Connor Tracy, to Blake Taff. And then Tevita Totola, Tom Burgess, the front rowers, you know, all of the forwards chasing hard on those kicks and putting a lot of pressure on Blake Taff, because Blake Taff, over the past few weeks, it's pretty much been the only downside to his game. He does tend to crack under pressure, and he has, over the past few weeks, makes a few little errors here and there, especially knock-ons under the high ball. You know, I think that could be a thing that works in South Sydney's favour. Then again, Matt Burton, he's probably going to be doing the same thing. He can kick it so effortlessly, you know, 80 metres in a game as well, which is going to be pretty interesting, that kicking battle, which is also going to be a big factor in this game. But Latrell Mitchell as well, you know, doing some pretty incredible things, getting heavily involved. That's what I want to see from Latrell in this one, getting back to the form that we saw in the Indigenous All-Stars game that we saw in round one in Vegas. I want to see that Latrell Mitchell, because that's the best Latrell Mitchell at fullback. That's the guy I want to see. I want to see Jack Whiten getting more involved as well, getting a bit of a roaming life. Since he's a guy that can put a game on its head, he can change a game substantially when he is getting a lot of ball. I want him heavily involved. I want him having a roaming license. I want him, you know, really to be a part of this game for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, not just stranded out there on the left edge. Tane Milne, he looked very scrappy for me. It's definitely not one of the better games that I've seen from him. Last week against the Roosters, again, South Sydney as a whole weren't performing too well, but I thought that he really struggled out there. I feel like he's got to have a big game in this one, and we know that he can have some pretty big games and some pretty big moments. He's a hard hitter as well in defence. I want to see a big game from Tane Milne. I want to see that big turnaround. Isaiah Tass, I feel like every time he's got the ball down that right-hand side, he's been very dangerous, especially a guy that's usually been more of a left-side centre. I think that he's really made that right side his own. You know, getting some ball down there as well and having Latrell roaming down that right-hand side as well as the left is going to be key for South Sydney as well. But Latrell Mitchell just getting heavily involved in this one is going to be massive for South Sydney as to whether they win this game or not. Cam Murray, you've got to take the load off him a little bit. You know, Tom Burgess, Tevita Totola working hard in defence. All of the forwards working very hard in defence, taking a lot of pressure off Cam Murray. That's what we need to see in this game as well. We just aren't going to get enough out of Cam Murray. We're getting a lot out of Cam Murray right now, but long term, looking into September footy, especially when he's already carrying, reportedly, a knee injury as well going into this game, you don't want Cam Murray sitting on the sidelines for a long time because he's been overworked in the first few weeks of the competition. You've got to take the load off him with a few of the other guys in this forward pack. That's going to come from Tevita Totola. That's going to come from Tom Burgess. That's going to come from Mowali, Shekhar Mitchell off the bench. Their defense in this game is going to be massive. Talis Duncan playing a bit of lock forward as well. I thought that he was quite good in that lock forward role. No one really played good last week, but I thought that lock forward role, it can suit him. Just watching him there last week against the Roosters. But yeah, look, I mean, the defense in this one and, you know, taking load off Cam Murray is going to be massive in this game as well, in terms of if South Sydney are going to go ahead and win this one. The bench rotation, we've talked about enough. That's probably going to be the biggest thing for me, how they use these forwards off the bench for South Sydney. I think they have to win this one. It's not a matter of if for me. They have to win this game because they do not want to start the year 0-4. 0-4 would be the worst start of the worst start of the year for South Sydney. 0-3 is already bad. Going 0-4 when you have a game that you can really, you know, put a lot of effort in and win against this Bulldog side, who, you know, coming into the year was touted as a bottom four team. You've got to put in 110%. Yes, the Bulldogs are going to work very hard in defense. Yes, they've definitely improved in their attack, and they're going to be hard to handle, the Bulldogs. 100%. Do not underestimate the Bulldogs. But at the same time, the South Sydney Rabbitohs need to show us why they are touted as that premiership threat, while they are touted as a really strong contender for a premiership in 2024, that we need to see that from South Sydney, and we haven't seen it to start the season. It's something that we need to see moving forward. I've got South Sydney to win this game. As I said, it isn't an if for me. It is a they have to win this game. So South Sydney to win for me. My try scorers in the same game multi-feature of Crossbet. I've got Latrell Mitchell and I've got Connor Tracy. Connor Tracy looks so deadly down that left-hand side. You know, his kick return meters as well as his pace on that left-hand side. Next, outside of Critter as well. who's great at setting up his outside man. I think that Connor Tracy goes in again this week. I think, as I said before, Latrell Mitchell is going to be a big factor as to if South Sydney are going to win this game. I think that he has to score a try in this one. I think he is going to be the main man for them. He is going to be the if. He is going to be the if there is any if for South Sydney to win this game. So Latrell Mitchell to score, Connor Tracy to score. That is $8.50, and you pair that with South Sydney to win in the same game multi-feature in Crossbet. Now, let's move on to the next game, the Queensland Derby, one of the more interesting games this weekend. Who is going to win, the Cowboys or the understrength Broncos? Now, the Broncos' rotation is very interesting. Obviously, they've brought in Corey Oates to come off the bench. How he's going to be used, it's most likely going to be in the back row. I cannot see him playing in the middle, but it's just a strange way to bring him into this side. I don't mind it, and they probably did need someone with Corey Oates coming off the bench in that sort of role with a bit of footwork, a bit of pace, has played back row in the past as well, so he can handle it. But I think they did need someone like him coming off the bench. I'm just confused as to if it was exactly him, which is what they needed in that particular role. I was thinking he was probably going to come in the back line and maybe Cobbo got a crack at fullback or something like along those lines. But Corey Oates off the bench, very, very keen to see how he's used. They've got Kobe Hetherington and Xavier Willison, who I believe will have to play in the front row now coming off the bench. And I love Kobe Hetherington. He's got a lot of potential. He's got great footwork. Played a lot of hooker, actually, in the lower grades. He's probably one of the bigger hookers you've ever seen, too. And then Xavier Willison, just an absolute animal in the front row. Keep an eye on the name Ben Takura. I imagine he's a chance of being late into this Broncos side for potentially a Kobe Hetherington, just to give them a bit of size in the front row. Obviously, not having Payne Haas in this team is going to hurt the Broncos. I think they were pretty hurt as well, losing Tom Flegler as well at the back end of last year, obviously going to the Dolphins. I think that's hurt them coming into this year. Corey Jensen, Fletcher Baker, it is an interesting front row pairing to start. Is it going to be enough for the Broncos to set the tone at the start of the game? There is going to be a lot of pressure placed on Paddy Carrigan in this one. Can Paddy Carrigan lay the platform along with these guys, these less experienced guys in Corey Jensen? Corey Jensen, not less experienced. He's played his 150th game, but, Corey Jensen and Fletcher Baker, these guys. Is Paddy Carrigan going to be able to lay the platform to start this game? I imagine he will be. I imagine he's going to have a big game regardless of the scoreline. Tristan Saylor, for me, is going to be definitely the player to watch. He is outstanding with the footy in his hands. He's got a great kicking game. His passing game's immaculate. He's got a great running game as well. It's like replacing Reece Walsh with Reece Walsh. He's going to be really, really, unpredictable there at the back. Judging off the preseason trials, which we've seen of him playing some exceptional footy and having some really outstanding moments. And then obviously, in Q Cup over the past few weeks and obviously last year as well when he's come into that Broncos side, he's been outstanding. So looking for a big game for Tristan Saylor. I don't think too much changes from last week, and that's big when you're talking about Reece Walsh, currently one of the more informed fullbacks in the game. Tristan Saylor, he provides a lot of what Reece Walsh provides as well. As for the Cowboys, they are currently the only undefeated side going into the year, which if you told me that was going to be the Cowboys, I would have laughed at you. But they're doing really well. Scott Drinkwater, Tom Dearden, that combo is working out well. Valentine Holmes has had two back-to-back really solid performances. Chad Townsend's kicking game has been great. You're getting a lot out of Reuben Cotter in that 13 jersey. It's been the right move for Todd Payton. Kulo Kefu-Finefuyaki, whether he comes off the bench or whether he starts, he's had some really solid games there. Sam McIntyre, what a find that he's been off the bench. He's had some really solid games coming off the bench. Griffin Neem as well, always laying a platform. The Jason Taumalolo rotation is still 50-50 for me, even though they are winning games. It's still a question mark I'll have around this Cowboy side, but other than that, they're starting really well. Kyle Felt over Semi Valame was a bit of a head scratcher. We've got to remember that, 18 months ago, Semi Valame was in reserve grade for the Canberra Raiders. Obviously had a big year last year, yes, but Kyle Felt is the starter, and obviously he's come in and he's shown why he should be the starting winger in this team. Let's go through the team list because we've sort of gone through everything for this game, and then we'll go through our best bet, which has a lot of value behind it too, just quietly. For the Broncos, Tristan Saylor fullback, Jesse Arthurs and Dean Mariner wings, Katoni Staggs, Selwyn Cobbo in the centres. We've got Ezra Mam and Adam Reynolds in the halves. We've got Corey Jensen and Fletcher Baker in the front row. Billy Walters is at nine. Jaden Hunt and Jordan Rickey in the back row. That's another big out too for the Broncos. Brennan Piakura needs knee surgery. Obviously super devastating. I think it's either knee or ankle surgery, but I'm pretty sure he needs an operation. He's going to be out for the next few weeks. Jaden Hunt, very excited to see how he goes there in jersey number 11. For me, more of a middle than an edge player. But he has, the last time he's come in, played a really solid game. So, interesting to see how he goes. Jaden Hunt in the back row with Jordan Rickey. Paddy Carrigan, 13. Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison, Kobe Hetherington, and Corey Oates. Corey Oates, the real wild card here in jersey number 17. For the Cowboys, we've got Scotty Drink at fullback. We've got Kyle Felt and Murray Taulagi on the wing. Zach Laybutt and Valentine Holmes in the centers. Valentine Holmes has been outstanding. He's definitely going to be one to watch in this game, and you'll know why in a second. Tom Dearden and Chad Townsend in the halves. Jordan McLean, Jason Taumalolo in the front row. Reece Robson at nine. Kule Kefu Finefuyaki and Jeremiah Nanai in the back row. Ruben Cotter at 13. Jake Granville, Griffin Neem, Sam McIntyre and Jack Gosiewski on the bench there for the Cowboys. Now, my best bet under the same game multi-feature in Crossbet. If you haven't downloaded the Crossbet app, yet, make sure you go ahead and do that. It is the new kid on the block in terms of betting. And trust me, definitely one of the better betting agencies this NRL and racing season. So on Crossbet, in the same game multi-feature, in this game's tab, I'm going to pick the Cowboys to get the job done over the Broncos. I think that they're coming real red hot into the season. They're playing some great football. Broncos missing a lot of stars. Payne Haas's, effort and go forward in this side has been missed. Yes, Paddy Carrigan's been doing a sensational job, but they are missing Payne Haas through the middle. They are going to miss Payne Haas, Brennan Piakura, obviously Reece Walsh as well out the back. They're missing a few guys. They are going to miss these guys in this game. Cowboys, they're not missing anyone. They're going to have a really solid game in this one. I think that they do get the job done off a really solid start to the year. Then in my try scorer bingo, we have got Valentine Holmes and Jeremiah Nanai. They have both been copied and pasted into this same game multi along with Tristan Saylor. Valentine Holmes, he's been great, especially last week, had a blinder. Jeremiah Nanai, great under a high ball, can score in so many ways. I think he scores a try in this game. If he's running up against Jaden Hunt as well, a little bit unproven there on the edge. I think, as I said, a better middle for me, Jaden Hunt. I think that Jeremiah Nanai can definitely score a try off the top of him. And then Tristan Saylor for the Brisbane Broncos. As I said, he is going to be very similar to Reece Walsh. So unpredictable, great ball playing, a bit of a kicking game on him as well. Tristan Saylor for me is going to score in this game. So much X factor and ability there. I think it's going to be impossible for him not to score, knock on wood. But that is my same game multi for the Cowboys and the Broncos. Make sure to go ahead and chuck on the try scoring trifecta on the Crossbet app. Obviously, it closes as soon as the game starts on your Friday. So make sure you go ahead and lock that in ASAP, because obviously that kicks off with Valentine Holmes and Jeremiah Nanai in this Cowboys game. Remember, you only need 3 of the 5 try scorers to get over the line to win this multi. You only need 3 out of 5 to get $8. So much value in this bet. So make sure you go ahead and chuck on Les's try scoring trifecta and make sure to gamble responsibly. That's full time. See you in the next one.